So when it comes to like food for snacks, you know, if you're going to cheer on your favorite team or your favorite, you know, at least alumni from your school, what do you have? What do you like?
Ooh, well, I like that classic, just like, you know, the chili cheese dip with the cream cheese and the cheese and the chili. I'm a big fan of the seven-layer taco dip, like the classics. I'm having people over tonight, so maybe I got to whip up some stuff when I get back.
Those are some. Those are the classics? Okay, the seven-layer dip. Yes, it is, right? That's a traditional thing from a long time ago. Okay.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, that's good.
You know,
not the, good for you, but good.
No, no. And then do you do any like hot wings or anything like that?
I'm not good at it. I do have a friend who makes really good wings.
Okay.
So I'm hoping he brings some tonight. We'll see.
I got to tell you, too, and this is the bone of beef that makes a good kind of game-based bread as well.
That's true.
You can go ahead and do it because you can make your own. You can make it how you want it, all those kind of things. We'll check those. We're going to read off some of our bona fide ride of the show a little bit later, maybe after 3 o'clock. And coming up, we've got Scott Pruitt from the 24 Hours of – it's not the Le Mans. It's at Daytona coming up, and he is excited for that. I'm excited for it, too. All those items you mentioned, and even some if you have – have in the refrigerator some Martin's barbecue. You can fit all of those items in your own snack stadium. And we got a chance to talk to and I love, she's one of my favorite people in the food world and on television. She's one of the most unique and authentic individuals, and she is not only a television personality but an inventor, and she has come up with the thing called the Infladium. And this is the kind of thing that if you love sports, if you love eating, and you want to keep it organized, maybe you got a little bit of, you know, want something to kind of corral all of those snacks, you're going to need one of these Infladiums. You're going to need it, Sonny, right? You're going to need it.
Well, I don't know if you need it, but I hope that you want it, because you're right. You know, Snack Stadium is something that just became super popular in the last maybe 3 or 4 years. And on The Kitchen and at Food Network, you know, Rachel Ray, The Today Show, I'd always, you know, do a segment where someone was coming in and building these gargantuan snack stadiums. You know, and a lot of them were put together with like cardboard, aluminum foil, you know, glue guns, staple guns, real simple things. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm lazy, and I don't know if I have the skill to, you know, bend cardboard to make it look like a stadium. Plus, once you build it and you use it, it's only one use usually. So, you know, the thing I was going for is I know I want one, and I know I want to buy one, and I know I'm lazy. And I know I'm cheap, right? And so I thought to myself, how can I? No, trust me, Dane. Trust me. There is nothing you need to know about me more than I am lazy. I think laziness creates things, right? So if I'm lazy, I don't. That means I don't want to get up, and get dressed, and go to the restaurant. I want food at home, you know. So that I cook. You know, and so because I'm lazy and I don't want to build a snack stadium,
right.
I drew one up, and I thought, why can't we make it inflatable? So, you know, you can deflate it and store it.
Right.
You can wipe it off when it gets messy. You can reuse it. And so that's what I did. I sketched it out, and I went to my friends at Party City, who I was tailgating with at the time, on any given Sunday. And I said, hey, guys, I have this really good idea. I know we're drinking beers and eating hot dogs right now, but when we get back to business day, can I send you, you know, some legal paperwork so you don't tell anyone my idea? And can we think about this? And, you know, a year and some change later, my Infladium is in stores at Party City locations everywhere. You fill it up with food. It looks like a football stadium. And to me, it's like the new way to buffet. So, you know, I hope people want one, especially if you're a football fan, you know, soccer moms and football moms, and for people like me that enjoy football, enjoy eating, but we don't want to sit in the garage on a Saturday staple gunning cardboard together.
It's like, it is genius. How many times do you get a tailgate with the Party City folks and you say, hey, before we get into all these beers, here, sign this non-disclosure. And then, and then we realize we embrace our inner laziness, because laziness is the mother of invention. And you have proven, that out. Oh my gosh. That is some awesome stuff. So Party City, people can go ahead and get it. Any idea on the price point? Is it more expensive if you have the Skybox version? How does it work?
No, it's $19.99. It's the only inflatable stadium on the market. It's only $19.99. It's over 3 feet wide. If you can imagine the size, you can also use it as a cooler. You can fit 3 cases of drinks, like beers and sodas, in there, along with ice. So it's a big, nice centerpiece for your coffee table or your table, or you can actually put it on your actual tailgate at your tailgate party. but it's a nice size for $19.99. And then there's these cool little inserts that hold all the food on the inside of it that come with it.
Yes.
As well as a recipe book that I wrote specific for it with game day food and how to fill up the Inflatium. And once you're done using those inserts for the first few times and you want to replace them if they get ratty, I have a refill kit for $5.99. So I want you to know, Dane, also, I'm glad you asked me the price because it was a very big part of the meeting, trying to get the price down and make sure that, you know, someone like me would buy it. You know, like I tell you, I'm cheap, you know, and I'm lazy.
Well,
and so if I'm going to get up out of the store or pick up my phone to buy this at PartyCity.com, like, I want it to feel like something that I don't mind losing my money over.
See?
$20 is not bad.
Yeah, but see, those traits in you that you have embraced, are you're a people's champion, right? We want to pay as little as possible and get a great product.
Yeah.
People know and love you on Guys Grocery Games, our mutual friend. You'll be in there judging on the oftentimes and all the time on the kitchen. And that is, and before we let you go, a little bit about that. It's such a great cast. Obviously,
you
know, our great export from Chicago, Jeff Morrow, is a big part of our area here. But you guys have a little bit of something for everybody. It is a great cast. You guys are having a great time.
Thank you so much. You know, I call it Pick Your Pony TV. You know, if you don't like my silliness, you'll like Jeff's silliness. If you don't like my everyday food, you'll like GZ's trumped up specialty food, you know. If you don't like my, you know, really heavy laden food, Katie Lee will come through with something nice and healthy that's still decadent. You know, thank you for watching and any of your listeners that watch, because we literally were just going to do that show for few months over the summer, and ratings came in so well, the response was so big. We're now number one or two on the weekends, depending on what's happening, and we're having a lot of fun. And let me tell you about your local guy, Jeff, there. I knew Jeff a while before we did this show together, and every time I'd run into him in the business, we'd have so much fun just yucking it up. I'd say to him, you know, I can't wait to work with you one day. One day we'll work with each other. And so the first season of The Kitchen, we were like maybe four or five episodes in, and we were just, you know, at the kitchen table, you know, getting ready to, you know, do an act, if you will. And right as we were about to go into the live portion, I turned to Jeff and I said, "Hey, man, I can't wait to work with you one day." And then we realized we're working together.
Oh,
so, you know, it's a pure joy to work with this guy. Chicago has no idea how hard he reps you guys, man.
Yeah.
Especially when we go into the pizza fight. But, you know, Jeff is the best, and we really enjoy doing The Kitchen. So it's so awesome that it actually is working, because you never know when you throw things up against the wall, especially in TV. And I come from radio, so it's the same thing. You never know when you crack that mic if someone's going to be listening. So Saturday mornings, 11 o'clock on Food Network, and the time changes for different areas of the country. But we're having a good time, and we'd love for you to join us.
Oh, thanks to Sonny Anderson, though. And, of course, we love what it is that she's doing on The Kitchen, and then all those different shows on Food Network, and bringing us the Inflatium. That's genius.